听力课堂，听 class.com。
Lesson 6. Listen and repeat.
Good. Good picture. This is a good picture.
Better. A better picture. This is a better picture. This is a better picture than that one.
The best picture. This is the best picture of the three.
Bad. A bad picture. This is a bad picture.
Worse. A worse picture. This is a worse picture than that one.
The worst picture. This is the worst picture of the three.
Now listen to this dialogue.
Say, Hank, what are you doing with those pictures of yourself?
I'm going to send one to a producer. I hope to get a job acting in his next show.Which of these three pictures do you think I should send?
Let's see. They're all good. But the first picture is better than the second one.
Really? I thought it was worse than the second.
No, really, it's better. And the third picture is the best of all.
That's funny. My mother thinks it's the worst of the three.
Does she like any of these pictures?
No. To tell you the truth, she thinks they're all bad.
Listen to the conversation between Jeff and his mother. Just listen.
Where are you planning to live?There are some nice apartment buildings nearby, over on Baker Street.
I think I can find something closer to WEFL. I may as well live close to work.
Well, rents out here are certainly lower than rents in New York.
Mother, I make much more money now.
Good.Then you aren't going to end up in another old building like the one in New York.
I think I can get a nicer apartment.
This new job, how long will it last? I just hope this is a better idea than your move to Los Angeles. You didn't like it there.
I hope so too, Mom.
Listen and repeat.
Closer. Closer to WEFL. I can find something closer to WEFL.
Lower. Certainly lower. Rents out here are certainly lower.
Nicer. Nicer apartment.I can get a nicer apartment.
Better. A better idea. This is a better idea.
Now I say, I can find something close to WEFL. And you say,
I can find something closer to WEFL.
I say,Rents out here are certainly low. And you say,
Rents out here are certainly lower.
Ready? Let's go. I can find something close to WEFL.
I can find something closer to WEFL.
Rents out here are certainly low.
Rents out here are certainly lower.
I can get a nice apartment.
I can get a nicer apartment.
This is a good idea.
This is a better idea.
I'm going to get big roles in the future.
I'm going to get bigger roles in the future.
Life is exciting in New York.
Life is more exciting in New York.
You can come home often now.
You can come home more often now.
It's easy to meet people here.
It's easier to meet people here.
Living close to work will give me a lot of free time.
Living closer to work will give me a lot of free time.
Listen and repeat these words.
Plain. Plainer. The plainest.
Fancy. Fancier. The fanciest.
Wide. Wider. The widest.
Narrow. Narrower. The narrowest.
Now listen to this conversation between a customer and a salesperson in a store.
This sweater looks a little small. Do you have anything larger?
No, that's the largest sweater we have.
First, play the part of a salesperson. You hear the customer say something like, "This sweater looks a little small. Do you have anything larger?" And you say, "No, that's the largest sweater we have." Use the same noun and adjective you hear the customer use. Ready? Let's begin.
This sweater looks a little small. Do you have anything larger?
No, that's the largest sweater we have.
This tie looks a little wide. Do you have anything narrower?
No, that's the narrowest tie we have.
This belt looks a little short. Do you have anything longer?
No, that's the longest belt we have.
This shirt looks a little big. Do you have anything smaller?
No, that's the smallest shirt we have.
Now this time, you be the customer. When you hear the name of something you can buy in a store and an adjective, you make two sentences. For example, you hear hat, small, and you say,
"This hat looks a little small. Do you have anything bigger?"
Ready? Let's begin. Hat, small.
This hat looks a little small. Do you have anything bigger?
Blouse, plain.
This blouse looks a little plain. Do you have anything fancier?
Shoes, narrow.
These shoes look a little narrow. Do you have anything wider?
Raincoat, short.
This raincoat looks a little short. Do you have anything longer?
Tie. Wide.
This tie looks a little wide. Do you have anything narrower?
Now listen to this dialogue.
Oh, these are just baby pictures.
Your baby?
Yes, but these are the worst ones.
I'd really like to see them.
They're old, from weeks ago.
These are great. Isn't that the cutest baby? Those are the biggest eyes.
She's 6 months now. Isn't that the nicest smile? She's such a happy baby and so quiet. I hated to go back to work.
That must be the hardest thing about being a parent, leaving them, even for a minute.
I miss her during the day.
She's the most beautiful baby. You must be the proudest mother in Stanford.
Now repeat the dialogue. When you do, notice all the superlatives. The cutest baby. The biggest eyes, the nicest smile, and so on. Ready? Let's begin.
Oh, these are just baby pictures.
Your baby?
Yes, but these are the worst ones.
I'd really like to see them.
They're old. From weeks ago.
These are great. Isn't that the cutest baby? Those are the biggest eyes.
She's 6 months now. Isn't that the nicest smile? She's such a happy baby and so quiet. I hated to go back to work.
That must be the hardest thing. About being a parent. Leaving them. Even for a minute.
I miss her during the day.
She's the most beautiful baby. You must be the proudest mother in Stanford.
Now to finish the lesson, let's imagine that you're looking at pictures of someone's baby. The person holding the picture says, "Isn't that a cute baby?" And you say, "It's the cutest baby I've ever seen." The person says, "Aren't those eyes beautiful?" And you say, "They're the most beautiful eyes I've ever seen." Ready? Let's begin.
Isn't that a cute baby?
It's the cutest baby I've ever seen.
Aren't those eyes beautiful?
They're the most beautiful eyes I've ever seen.
Isn't that hair pretty?
It's the prettiest hair I've ever seen.
Isn't that nose cute?
It's the cutest nose I've ever seen.
Aren't those feet small?
They're the smallest feet I've ever seen.
Isn't that an intelligent face?
It's the most intelligent face I've ever seen.
Isn't that a wonderful baby picture?
It's the most wonderful baby picture I've ever seen.
The most wonderful baby picture you've ever seen? You should be careful, because if you use too many superlatives, the most, the biggest, the best, people are going to think you're exaggerating. And what does exaggerate mean? I'm going to spell it, and you look it up in your study guide. Exaggerate. E-X-A-G-G-E-R-A-T-E. Now you know why I said that if you use too many superlatives, people are going to think that you exaggerate.
This is the end of Lesson 6.